Oh, look at the frightened ones, huddling around the high-definition sorcerer as they swallow the next dose of media-driven fear and shiver at the latest manipulated statistics. How internally divided are they? How imprisoned within perceptual cul-de-sacs? They are under the spell, disconnected, disillusioned, afraid. They have forgotten who they are, an eternal, infinite aspect of all that exists. What a shame. The greatest truth denied to embrace the greatest lie, the illusion of separation. And so it goes, round and round, round and round, ego-driven, poked and prodded, and led astray down the dark corridors of cognitive enslavement. Oh well, let them go, for it is their choice, and misplaced compassion will always get you into trouble. In fact, misplaced compassion will totally fuck you up. But you know, if you comply with evil, what will you always get? An enormous satanic cock in the ass. Hey, you know, if that's your thing, whatever. But as for me, I'm done with that slave shit. You can go suck it.
Suck Satan's cock. Suck Satan's cock. Suck Satan's cock.
The game served its purpose. Taking it all so goddamn seriously was probably the greatest mistake we ever made. You know why? Because it's all a laughable shit show, an absolute parody, a mockery of human potential and wasted possibility. I'll tell you what, though. It's a cornucopia of observation. Know what I mean? Fuck it all. Let the toilet flush. Despite all of this bullshit, all of the pain we had to endure, all of the trauma, all of the hardship, it served a purpose. To temper the sword through the fire, because no matter what happens here, they will never take away the core essence of what you are, the eternal, infinite aspect of all that exists. If you step into that understanding, then you have made it. Nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. Leave the fallen world to the fallen. Leave the dead to the dead. Get it? We wore the mask. We donned the robe of forgetfulness and obscurity. But you see, the alarm bell is ringing now. No more time for sleep. Wakey, wakey, motherfucker. The situation here in this macabre freak show seems to be designed to push human consciousness into a downward spiral of devolution. It's so incredibly fucked up, but if you are one of the few that has seen it and that has risen above it in your spirit, then you should rejoice now. For you are bearing witness now. The scales have fallen from your eyes and your remembrance has been awakened. You have discovered who you are, the eternal, infinite aspect of all that exists. Leave the fallen to their folly. No time left for mourning. Time to separate the wheat from the chaff. And you know what the really fucked up thing is? Within all of its twisted sorcery, its contortion and dysfunctional expression in this reality, its sickness and grotesque deformity, this experience actually serves us, and quite well, if we recognize that. Because when we finally understand that we are the eternal, infinite aspect of all that exists, you realize that all the pain and suffering serves a purpose. It might sound fucked up and crazy, but perhaps instead of condemning it, we should embrace it. The truly awakened human spirit is magnificent, divine by its very existence. The whole point of the game is to rob you of that understanding, that knowingness, to blind you and to keep you from the discovery that you are the eternal infinite aspect of all that exists. On those rare occasions throughout history when those extraordinary jewels among us came to shine a light upon the darkness of this world and simply bring a message of truth, well, what happens to them in this lunatic asylum? They get thrown into gulags. Their great works are destroyed. They are burned at the stake, shot, tortured, murdered. We nail them to fucking crosses. Oh, what sinister games we play. But you know what? Every good game has a worthy adversary. You have to respect an opponent so clever, so crafty, although they are sadistic motherfuckers, aren't they? Here's the good news. Every good game also comes to an end. And when you know you're on the winning side, why would you do anything but celebrate and smile? You've awoken to the fact that you are the eternal infinite aspect of all that exists, and that's the finish line. What we are witnessing now are desperate attempts of the adversary to snuff the flame, to diminish the light of human consciousness, to frantically hold on to what has already been lost. That light is rising now, and even if it shines from just the very few, it is so bright that finally its radiance will shine upon the darkness of this world and all will be revealed. That moment is now. Game over, motherfucker.
Suck Satan's car.